This is another episode of the Blossom Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is the Blossom Podcast.
Hello, family. Welcome back to the Blossom Podcast. Today, we are talking about the ketogenic diet. As I've stated in the past, we are plagued with infobesity, and a topic of consideration so often is the ketogenic diet. Because this is such a hot topic and there is so much information, let me clarify. There is so much misinformation. Many get caught up in the hype of the ketogenic diet. But first things first, a little disclaimer. I am speaking for myself and what we encourage at Blossom. If you had surgery elsewhere and have been instructed to follow a ketogenic diet, then take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. I'm not here to discredit anyone or any other program. I'm here to basically share our expert opinions and what works for us, and of course why it works. Okay, so we do not prescribe a ketogenic diet at Blossom. That is not the criteria. The problem is that with all the marketing out there surrounding the ketogenic diet, it's easy to confuse the criteria. Okay, the criteria at Blossom is simple. And for the first 6 months, it is protein and non-starchy veggies. That's it. Very, very simple. Understand that the purpose of the sleeve works in twofold, mechanical and hormonal. The obvious part is mechanical. You are having a large portion of your stomach removed, which will result in a physical restriction. We're talking 70-80% reduction. Okay, the second is hormonal. Your endocrine system is being adjusted. In short, ghrelin, the hunger hormone, is significantly decreased, as well as glucagon-like peptide 1, a peptide mainly secreted by the small intestine's L cells. Okay, after contact with food. Basically, this hormone increases insulin secretion on one end and slows gastric emptying and intestinal motility on the other end. This hormone actually increases after the gastric sleeve, and the idea is that increased GLP-1 contributes to weight loss by improving glucose metabolism, as well as further reduced hunger and increased satiety. Fullness, essentially. So we can talk further on the physical and hormonal effects on a later show, but the point is that this is a tool you get. This is the tool that you get with the gastric sleeve, and what you put in your body is a choice that needs to support these changes, okay? So let's talk about the ketogenic diet. The driving force behind the keto term is low carbohydrates. So it is very easy to associate any instruction removing complex carbohydrates or carbohydrates in general with the ketogenic diet. Let's clear this misconception up. The keto diet is actually a high fat, low carb, and low protein diet. By definition, the ketogenic diet is a 4-to-1 ratio of 4 being fat and 1 being a combination of protein and carbohydrates with zero respect to overall calories, okay? What we want is protein and non-starchy veggies because the calories are very low, okay? So ketogenesis is a metabolic shift. With the lack of carbohydrates, the body will break down fat and use ketones for energy. Most organs and tissues can use ketone bodies as an alternate source of energy. But the main metabolic pathway is called glycogenolysis, or glycogenolysis, however you want to pronounce it, which is using glucose for energy. Okay, when it comes to consuming protein and veggies, the nature of whole foods, low carbs, and low volume, yes, you can get into ketosis, but protein can actually kick you out of ketosis because it has a gluconeogenic effect. Okay, that's why ketosis is not a criteria. In addition, prioritizing protein under gastric sleeve conditions will prevent muscle breakdown for energy and support your metabolism. We fill in the gaps with the nutrient dense vegetables for the vitamins, minerals, fiber, things like that. On a side note, outside of surgery, the ketogenic diet is actually not bad. It's just misunderstood and mismarketed. Okay. Many testimonies of success that I do hear are actually not following a keto diet. It's simply removing the carbohydrates, eating the same food minus the side dish, essentially. Okay, so a lot of times people say, oh, I'm doing keto. And when they tell me what they've actually done is basically maintaining the same food, just cutting out the carbs without adding fat. Basically, what's happening is that they're just simply cutting calories. Okay, because overall, if your plate is essentially, let's say, a steak, a side of vegetables, and mashed potatoes, and you cut out mashed potatoes, it's not like you're just cutting out the carbohydrates. You're actually cutting out overall calories. And that's why it essentially works that way without following exactly what the criteria is for the ketogenic diet. So if you can't live without carbs, the keto diet is not for you. Okay. What I see many people do is go like 3 to 6 days and allow carbs for the remaining few days or some variation of that. So if sometimes it'll be just 1 or 2 days of, let's say, a cheat meal and go very low carb on Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday or Monday through Thursday, something like that. The problem with this is that it can take several days to actually get into ketosis. Okay, it just doesn't happen right off the bat. So by the time one would make that metabolic shift, they're out of ketosis once you introduce the carbohydrates again for that cheat meal. And then you start over again, taking several days to get back into ketosis. And overall, for a lot of people, they're not actually ever in it. Okay. So why are you losing weight? It's because by attempting this strategy, you are forcing caloric balance or a caloric deficit. And it's not simply using carbohydrates as that main factor for your weight loss. So again, it just becomes balance. I do, on the other hand, love the ketogenic diet and the evidence on neurological effects, though. Migraines and nerve entrapment conditions may be significantly reduced by this diet. Epilepsy, okay, seizures, especially those in young children. The ketogenic diet has actually been a nutritional intervention for decades, okay? There are definite benefits to ketosis, but in my opinion, these benefits are outside the realm of body composition, and that's when I would use it specifically. Okay, so remember, stick to the protein and veggies, and the sleeve will do you wonders. Essentially, it will take care of the, not 100% the rest. You still have a choice and you still have to maintain balance, but without overthinking it, you can stick to the protein and veggies and be successful, because with the sleeve, it is very difficult to go overboard with protein and vegetables considering the size of your stomach. So you don't necessarily have to work as hard. That's basically the tool. You know, you are physically restricted and you don't have the hunger hormone. So as you know, in the previous episodes, I don't like to demonize carbohydrates. I don't like to demonize fruit, but we'll talk about reintroducing starches and fruits and things like that on another episode. But if you are considering the ketogenic diet, do your research. Remember, infobesity, there's so much fluff out there. And I do have another thing. Contraindications, do not go on a ketogenic diet if you have poor kidney function. Okay, other contraindications include osteoporosis and pregnancy. So if you have any of those, the ketogenic diet is not for you. Okay, talk to your doctor, dietitian, or a trusted source. And that's pretty much the gist. That's what I want to get out there. I'm sure this episode will spark more questions, but I want to talk about the basics and my thoughts on the ketogenic diet. Again, what we talk about at clinic when we have a consultation, protein and veggies is not a ketogenic diet. Protein and veggies is its own diet, okay? That is the criteria. And of course, hydration and exercise, there are more factors. But anyhow, that's a gist. I will talk to you guys in the next. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some value. Peace.
This was another episode of the Blossom Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.